are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And here on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, joining me in the KGFX studio this morning from Missouri Shores is Sarah Reinhart. Good morning, Sarah.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for stopping in. You know, well, it's still dark outside.
Right.
But, you know, people are up and going and getting ready for the day. And we wanted to share a few things with them because you're here about October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a very serious issue, and it is very much prominent in our community. We don't always see it, but it is here. And so we really want to make sure that we're raising awareness and, you know, making sure everybody knows how important this topic is. And so throughout the month of October, we will have a few different awareness activities. Each year we have our Candlelight Vigil, and this year it's going to be held on October 15th. At 6:30, and that's going to be on the Capitol Lake Observation Desk. We are going to make sure that we're observing social distancing. Obviously, that's really important during these very strange times. Yes. And we'll have masks available for anybody who needs one, if that's what they would like. And then we also have our Pets Against Violence Walk, which is held in partnership with Paws Animal Rescue. This is going to be our first Pets Against Violence Walk, and we're really excited about that. So line up for that. We'll start on October 17th at 9 a.m., an event kickoff is at 10.
That's going to be a great event. But if there are people out there that they'd like to be supportive, but they're not real comfortable getting out and being out and about with other folks, you've got some things going on for the month online.
Yes, we do have a couple of social media campaigns that we'll be running throughout the month of October. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to update our Facebook and our Instagram with, you know, some ways that you can help Missouri Shores, some domestic violence information, some barriers of why victims have a difficult time leaving those situations. And so those are good options just to get informed without actually coming out if people aren't comfortable with that. That's completely understandable. During October, we also hold our membership drive. And so any individual who donates $40 or more, or any business who donates $75 or more, becomes a member of Missouri Shores, and they have the opportunity to be heard during board meetings, during official business, and it's also just a really great way to help financially support Missouri Shores.
Absolutely, because you can always use that help. So any way people can help, that's a great thing to do. And if there are people out there that need your help, need your guidance, how do they reach out to you and get that?
We do have our 24/7 crisis hotline. All calls are completely confidential, and we have trained advocates on call at all hours of the night as well. And that number, it's 1-800-696-7187. We can also be reached through email, through our Facebook, through our office line. It's just 224-0256 as well.
All right. Good to know. And again, let's remind people of the dates of those events coming up.
Yes. The Candlelight Vigil will be October 15th at 6:30 on the Capitol Lake Observation Deck. And the Pets Against Violence Walk is October 17th at 9 o'clock at the Steamboat Amphitheater.
All right. So a couple of wonderful events that people can take part in. And again, if you need help, reach out and you'll be there to help them out.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Sarah. And I know those will be some very good events for everybody. And we appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Yes, thank you for letting me.
And there is Sarah Reinhart from Missouri Shores. And that was People in the Neighborhood this morning, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare.